With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden administration is blaming Iran for weekend attacks by Yemen's Houthis. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. holds Iran responsible for Sunday's attacks on civilian and military vessels in the Red Sea.
We have every reason to believe that these attacks, while they were launched by the Houthis in Yemen, were fully enabled by Iran.
Sullivan said U.S. officials were discussing establishing military escorts for ships in the Red Sea to ensure safe passage. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Director Christopher Wray will testify later this morning as the Senate Judiciary Committee holds its annual oversight hearing for the FBI. Bob Agnew reports.
Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin plans to seek more information on everything from the FBI's handling of FISA warrants to border security and children's online safety. This year's hearing may include strong political overtones. There's growing concern among Republicans. The FBI has become a tool in the Democrats' arsenal to attack President Biden's political adversaries, most notably former President Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott plans to appeal a ruling that requires him to remove buoys from the Rio Grande. Abbott says an appeals court used an outdated law when it upheld a ruling ordering him to remove the buoys from the water. Abbott said the law applies to navigable waters. He says the Rio Grande is not navigable by definition. The governor said the state will file another appeal, and if they lose that, they'll take the case before the U.S. Supreme Court. A shark attack claims the life of an American woman in the Bahamas. Officials say the woman from Boston was paddleboarding with a relative near the Sandals Resort on Monday when the attack took place. CPR was administered, but her injuries were too severe. This is SRN News. It appears that gay marriage is gaining acceptance in parts of Asia.
The region is generally considered to be socially conservative and has been for centuries. But according to a poll from the Pew Research Center, nearly 70% of the people in Japan now believe that homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 65% of people in Vietnam feel the same way, as do about 60% of those in Hong Kong. India is split on the issue, while strong majorities in Indonesia and Malaysia oppose gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is condemning the surge in anti-Semitism across Europe that followed the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. This commission says the type of anti-Semitic violence occurring today is disturbingly reminiscent of the vandalism and destruction of Jewish homes, businesses, and holy sites that took place under the authority of the Nazis. This is SRN News. The U.S. Air Force says the wreckage of a military aircraft has been located off the coast of Japan. A search team found the Osprey aircraft that crashed during a training exercise last week, along with the bodies of the five missing crew members. Two crew members remain unaccounted for. Later this week, we'll find out how the job market fared last month.
The Labor Department releases the November employment report on Friday. Economists predict that non-farm employers added 175,000 jobs last month. That would be up from the previous month when the economy added a modest 150,000 jobs. Analysts say October's job growth was solid enough to suggest that the economy remains sturdy and many companies still want to grow their payrolls. Rich Thomason reporting.
In San Francisco, the Lego store is the latest retailer to close its doors due to massive crime. More details at SRNnews.com.